I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here we go.
Here we go. That was us waking up yesterday.
Here we go.
I woke up to a text message that said, blank, confirmed, subhead. And I went, my stomach literally went, and I took to the Instagram, pulled up,
see if it was true,
the person in question's Instagram, and I knew my day was just about to start at 7. I was like, damn, she is up. She had the time. She woke up
at
dawn.
She's at Madam Central time with the Chicago law firm.
Yeah, she's on Chicago.
She's on Chicago.
She might
time.
Have. She might have her clock set to Central time.
She does for one day. Mm-hmm. She said everyone. She alerted her team. Her house manager alerted her team, and they said we're all on Central time starting at midnight, and tomorrow we'll be existing on Chicago time for 24 hours.
And then, as soon as the day was over, back to LA.
Wait, I'm also just rooted out that, like, fellow Chicagoans would come for me. Collegiate Chicago.
The queen of Chicago herself.
Honestly.
Your adopted home.
It's betrayal.
Do you feel... We know the Chicago heads out there are loyal to the end.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a tough pill to swallow for you.
It was really rough.
It was a tough calzone to swallow.
It was a tough deep dish slice to swallow.
It was a tough deep dish slice. It was a wild day. And we all, I mean, I'm trying to be like, I don't want to, I'm trying to be careful about evoking.
Shit, I'm done being careful. My ODD is fired up.
I know.
Waking up
first
thing
in the
morning.
Of, another place of even tighter bun this morning.
She's, bun got tighter and the claws got longer. Not Diana trying to snatch our wigs, though. Diana said,
I kind of, in a way,
I'm going to outsource to Chicago and snatch those fuckers' wigs.
In a way, I was kind of like, iconic. in a sort of like, in a floppy way, I was like, she did that.
She did do that. I was like, work. And I just went through a myriad of emotions because you had sent me a screenshot, and I thought that it was just a photoshopped joke that
right.
like a Bravo stan account had made up, and I was like, haha, that's funny. And then I like looked at Ms. Lady's Instagram and saw that it was real, and I was like, oh shit. And then I checked the mail because I don't know what I was like, is it in the mail?
Yeah.
Like,
you've been served.
And it wasn't, it was just like emailed. And then the cease and desist went up on TMZ.
Cheek.
Honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I had grateful that we both had some, like, lawyer friends slash just, like, legal counsel kind of give us an overview of if we should be worried. And it seems like we're in the clear as long as we...
I think we're good. Yeah. Like, I mean, we'll probably, we have till tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central.
Central. No, Eastern.
East? Oh, I'm glad you reminded me. There's a lot of time.
2 p.m. Honey, 2 p.m. on a Friday.
It's you better make some decisions.
Summer Friday, Labor Day weekend.
So we have about like a little over 24 hours to still
snatch wigs.
Flirt with the darkness and snatch some wigs.
No, I just truly, I, as you said when you did your glorious reading of the cease and desist and had probably 80 Instagram stories, and I was, and a part of me was like, Laura? I was like, I loved it. I watched.
It had to happen.
No, I loved it. But when you said, "What can I give you? What can you take from me?" I mean, I have even less. I can give her.
I'm like, she could destroy. She has the money and the power to like destroy my company and everything, and so much time.
And a lot of time.
Nothing but time on that. Her little hands, but she could destroy everything I've worked so hard to build, and I really don't want that.
No, that would be bad.
I'm down to take that stupid TikTok down, but also I'm like, bitch, you could have just DM'd. Like, you could have just.
We've had people in the past.
Yeah,
we've had people in the past who like sent sort of an unhinged email about like feeling attacked by us. And
no, we've had like a cease and desist sent in the past during the high society era.
Oh,
by a fellow wealthy woman with way too much time and money on her hands. If you're just like looking for people to sue who are laughing at you and talking shit about you, you need to like reevaluate. Also, you love charity so much. Why don't you just donate that money to charity? That would be way better served than hiring some paralegal in Chicago to like listen to go on our TikTok and like watch
and
a TikTok
typos.
Over and over and like listen to one episode of our podcast.
And make a lot of typos.
And also, I'm going to just piggyback on my thoughts on this lawyer and law firm, which are that specific TikTok is like 1 minute and 30 seconds of at least like 10 to 12 hours of conversation. So when you take one little snippet, yeah, that might seem like per se defamation. It's not, but like, do your due diligence. You're a fucking attorney and like go listen to the whole season. You need to listen to the whole fucking season to really understand what the fuck you're doing.
And the
fact that they don't, I'm like, not only are you bad at your job, because those are billable hours, you could listen to a really hilarious podcast, find some new interests, and bill $300 an hour to listen to the entire season of Beverly Hills Angels to really see for your client what's good and what's not good. But instead, you're bottom of the barrel Chicago ass $200 an hour stupid little letter. Go fuck yourself.
I just have to say for myself, because I didn't do a reading.
What?
No, I need to just voice some... I have feelings.
Yeah, please.
I feel like, one, you can't tell me that that person listening didn't laugh a few times if they were probably just surveying the whole thing. Two.
Okay, question. That's a gay that wrote that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well.
And guess what?
Allegedly.
Alleged young gay who listened. You're welcome. He's probably coming to our Chicago show.
Wait. So two. I need to just say for myself, you said it yesterday eloquently, but I just need to say it. We are not journalists. We have never purported to be journalists. We have never come on this podcast and said with 100% certainty
anything
is factual or truly sourced in like rooted research. You know, like, I'm not a journalist. I have never claimed to be. I mean,
I've worked in media. We've done some journalistic work.
But what I'm trying to say is...
No
one is coming...
This isn't CNN.
...to Sexy Podcast to get the beat. To get like NPR style, you know, World News Tonight, Peter Jennings,
and
David
if you
Muir.
Are, and if you are, really shouldn't.
I'm sad for you.
You really shouldn't be. And I love that you think
I
that,
love that
but
you
that's
think
not
that.
What this podcast is. But this is a comedy podcast.
The fact that they spun it as though people are flocking to us for
The China Morning Post. We are the China Morning Post.
The South China Morning Post.
Of podcasts.
But all we are trying to do is make people laugh and like also give opinions.
And share our feelings.
Share our feelings about
the
news.
Literally all we did.
We're not, and all, anything that we said, nothing was made up by, anyway, I'm not even going into that. But three, also.
Furthermore.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck you. I literally.
Don't try and silence us. That's so shitty. That's like a shitty, shitty rich person thing to do, is to write us a, literally hire some bottom of the barrel ass Chicago attorney. Sorry, gay. But to write us a letter threatening us to go to jail.
That was my favorite. Like, that was, I'm like, iconic. I'm sorry. Can you, like, I.
I'm like, I guess I'll get a really solid workout routine and read some books get while Sarah, I'm serving hard time.
I'm going to serve hard time and do
making a joke about Diana Jenkins.
I mean, if I do, I'll get Sarah Connor arms and just do pull-ups in jail. And like,
it'll be a great chance to learn how to do some pull-ups.
And like learn
and
how
I'll
to
smoke a lot of cigs.
And like navigate things.
Yeah.
But
would I prefer to not go to jail? Yeah, obviously.
It was just the language obviously was like jargon used to threaten us and make us feel scared, and like it was just such like, wow, you are truly alluding to the fact of like two civilians going to prison for lolling about a public fucking figure,
a public figure who this has been in existence on the internet about for 10 years,
right?
So like
that even aside,
you need to just like go to the source and deal, like clean up your messes as they happen. Like maybe you should have done this 10 years ago and we wouldn't have like any fuel to laugh about. But like also to threaten us with jail time, which is just like categorically a falsehood, like that can't happen, and then to say that we're not allowed to ever talk about you again on this podcast, like, bitch, do you know how the world works? Like,
wait,
we are watching a show and talking about what happens on a show, and you do not have the say over that, Miss Lady.
I just have to say this too.
Say
if
it.
You didn't want people talking about you, then maybe you should have not gone on a show, a TV show that is watched by millions of people who will have millions of opinions. Maybe you should have not gone on a show. And if you felt just if your need to be on the show was just so burning and just so great, maybe you should have consulted a legal team before going on said show and coming up with a strategy to face any of said rumors going around pre-existing the show that you decided to go on as a willing participant.
Amen.
And maybe you should have thought about all of that before you went on a show and became a public figure. And that's all I have to say about that. I'm truly actually like angry and my face feels hot right now. And it's so stupid and it's funny and ridiculous. And after today, I don't even want to talk about it again because it's so fucking ridiculous. But we are just trying to do our little job and like make this podcast and make people laugh. And if you didn't want people to have an opinion about you, then don't fucking go on a show and feed the ego that you clearly need to feed.
He said that. Also, like, have your team just like hide things that people are saying about you online so you don't have to see it so you can feel fabulous.
Sorry, like, I didn't mean to like just, I'm just kind of like, I don't understand. Like, yes, people say cruel shit, but like, that's fucking life if you're a famous person.
Yeah.
You're going to go on a TV show and you're, if people, how dare they speak of it? It's like, then don't go on a show. Like,
yeah.
My God. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
I'm just like, it literally baffles my mind that someone with this much power and money is like, that's what you're going to do with your money? That's what you're going to do with your time and power? Like, you clearly are very charitable and philanthropic. Like, maybe just continue to focus on that.
I love how that gets brought into the conversation, like, as though we're, like, deeply fucking with, like, her ability to donate money to charity
and her,
like,
family.
Bitch, get the fuck out of here.
You know what, my family, you caused my family emotional distress yesterday.
Honestly,
so maybe I should send person in question a cease and desist.
I think we should just go back and forth and send each other cease and desist until the end of time,
which is
this
coming
is like,
soon.
This is what she I think, loves to do. And this was like back to the That I Know, So You Say, like intergalactic drama between her and Sutton. It's like, this is, she likes to engage in intergalactic
warfare
and like wormhole warfare. And bitch, we are truly the least of your problems.
I am Jodie Foster in Contact, hooked up to the chair, going like this with my little earpiece on.
No, I just refuse to be intimidated and silenced and shut down by some like fucking psychopath. And that's that. We will talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about on our comedy podcast that is not a news or journalistic podcast. And if you think you can fuck with that, go fuck yourself. And maybe have a good load temper and think about all the loads that you need order to like not have to take it out on little old us.
Also, he sounded like Sutton there. Also, where's the laughter? Where's the applause?
No laughter, no applause.
No, no one. Truly, it feels like no one's getting off their asses and laughing these days.
Literally, there's nary a lull to be found. I'm also like, I hope to never get to the kind of money that makes me not laugh anymore. And like, like I want just the sweet spot of like enough money to be like laughing all the time and crying very little, but not enough so that I like just stop laughing and start ceasing and desisting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough balance.
Yeah, and it's just kind of like, I don't know, so many of these ladies have been on the show for a decade, and it's like,
I mean,
I'm sure there have been instances where they've like had to like think about or whatever, but like, you know, take a cue from them. They're pros.
I know, you want some longevity? I mean, I don't now. Also, like, I defended Ms. Thing about...
You did.
I did a lot and kept saying, like, she's not a flop and trying to insist. But this
if anything,
is, this
I
is
was,
flop energy.
I was... If
and
anything...
Maybe if the attorney had listened to the whole
You were defending
series,
her against me a lot.
Yeah, maybe he would have picked up on that. But no one's getting off their ass and fucking working except us once again.
And that lawyer.
Not really.
I also love that... I talked to Laura yesterday, and at first we didn't know that I was mentioned. And at first it just seemed it was just sent to you and Sup. And Laura was like, misogyny strikes again.
I was like, literally, people are out here just blaming me for every goddamn
giving
thing.
Giving the gay a pass.
And giving the gay pass. And then I saw the full document, and it said both of us. So I was like, that's justice. Also, like, I'm sorry, but... Diana's like warped sense of what justice truly is shunging to me. In this day and age, hashtag retract the lies, hashtag justice at last. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? What, pray tell, in the fuck are you talking about?
Did it say, was one of them justice at last?
It was like, justice is served. Oh, babe, God. Like, that
no.
is... Not justice.
There's a lot
That's
of other
categorically not justice.
Also, there's a lot of other things happening right now where like
that you could fight a justice
that you could fight
for. Just,
how about like wrongfully accused criminals in prison or like people who've been sentenced to like life in prison for like one weed offense? Like, let's maybe go over to that side and think about justice being served.
I'm truly.
It's baffling.
Chunked by her definition of what justice is and what justice looks like to her. She's living in a world of justice is when you have a shitty lawyer who can't spell in Chicago serve a cease and desist to a niche comedy podcast. And you go,
in West Hollywood.
Justice at last. Finally some justice. She's full Justice League.
Yeah, she's...
She goes, well, I've fought the good fight. Once
she's
again,
Gal Gadot.
Once again, I can go to sleep knowing justice has been served.
She is truly singing the Imagine video.
She is.
Imagine
she's like, the
this.
War in Ukraine, whatever. Cease and desist to sup. Justice. Like, you need to get a fucking clue.
And she also... Her new hashtag will be off to prigione. That's going to be my hashtag. Before going in, I'm going to take a
Imagine.
Sexy photo shoot. Off to prigione.
Would we be allowed to podcast from prison?
Maybe.
I guess Tony would have to go stay with my mom. How much time? What do you think? How much time she thinks we should get in prison, in an American prison.
Honestly, I think.
How much time do you think Diana thinks we should serve?
No, I swear to God.
My mom goes, you don't want this to go to trial. She probably knows a lot of judges. She probably does. My mom was like, you cannot. She was like, laugh all you want, but like. She was like, you probably just need to take the TikTok down because she could stretch this out for like the rest of your... Imagine her stretching this out for the rest of our lives and not letting it rest until we went to jail.
Or die in the mega flood.
What? Like...
No, that your mom is right. Like, I know, yeah. It is, like, she probably does
know. I'm
not
going to go head-to-head I
was thinking about it yesterday.
But I would like to just genuinely know, like, Diana, if you want to start this prison dialogue, I would love to know how much jail time you think Carrie and I should individually achieve justice.
I don't even want to, like, manifest that because I truly think if she had her way, jail for life.
You think for life? I thought maybe she would say like 5 years or something.
No, I think she would say for life.
For lifetime. She goes, justice lasts.
I really believe in my heart, if they said, if you had your wish to send all these people that you're sending a cease and desist to, all the media outlets, all the editors, whatever, and
they
then
would
us,
all be jailed.
She would say, for life. Like, that's where I think she, that's.
But
that's
does
how,
she
like,
not understand, like, freedom of speech?
No. I mean.
Okay, but also.
I don't know. Do you. No, I'm looking you dead in the eye. I'm looking you dead. Like, I really believe in her. If she had her way, she would be life sentencing left and right. Can you imagine if we went to jail for life?
For this?
I mean, I'd be like, you know what?
I'd be like. Wow. I guess they really took it there.
I guess I would write poetry.
I'd read a lot and I'd work out. I'd get a girlfriend.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
what are you going to do?
I'd just try and keep my head up.
That's what you, when you get, yeah. I mean, it's, I think that someone like that who has that much, like, they would, yeah, that's what I believe.
Jail
for life, a life sentence.
I literally
for whatever she is perceiving.
Yeah, like what did we do?
I mean, that's the rhetoric question.
Yeah, I'm still just unclear. Also, I'm still hung up on them being like, "Do not destroy any document." I'm like, babe. I'm like, I guess read all my text messages. I don't say shit about you because I don't care. I say stuff on a podcast. That's like our job.
I mean, I'm not like a legal expert, but that felt like just pure.
It was jargon. There was a
just,
lot
that
of
was
jargon
just.
Happening.
I mean, to say that was just like an extra like.
I know, but just make the decision. Do you want the TikTok deleted or do you want it preserved? Do you want us to go to jail for life?
That freaks me out a little, like that we have to, because
it's just like a bunch
of mumbo saying that she reserves, she has the right even still to go after us.
Yeah, but rich people say that all the time.
Yeah, well, I don't want to go to Pujone.
I don't think. Okay, this is what I was gonna say too. Is I'm like. For someone who views the world, like, if someone says something about you that you don't like, you can threaten them with jail time. I don't think that you should be allowed to vote because you clearly don't, you really don't understand.
It feels...
That's like, that weirds me out. For someone to take it there, I'm like, you don't understand how the legal system works and I don't want to engage in America's corrupt legal system with
well,
you.
Well, it also feels, I mean, I hate to evoke the T word, but it feels a little...
What?
Well, it feels a little Trumpian, like with what he did to Kathy Griffin.
Yeah.
Where he was like, I want to see her walk her walk for his pleasure.
It's just weird. It's a weird rich person thing to do. And you should be a little more chill than that. Like, life is good, hon. You're fucking insanely wealthy. You have a beautiful daughter and like
you're
beautiful clothes. You have like a beautiful house and a beautiful life. Like, you don't need to worry about us. Take your worries elsewhere. We don't need to go to jail.
I would like not to go to jail.
I would really
like. I'd
like
to get married and see my new nephew.
You could have conjugal visit.
With Simon.
With Simon.
He'd He would be supportive.
I'd need someone to smuggle Tony in every once in a while.
I need Mango.
My mom could wear like a huge coat and then just pull it to the side so Tony could touch his paw to the window.
Oh my God. Well, anywho, thanks for everyone. Thanks for all the concerned, supportive
I felt
messages.
Lisa Barlow chatting with lawyers. Chatting with six lawyers.
I have six lawyers.
I called six lawyers.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. The Rollsick trailer dropped.
Flop.
Yeah, I want to be excited. I did love the editing and the soundtrack to the trailer. I mean, I thought it was a really strong trailer.
Heather's Eye.
What happened?
I think she just got like a block ducked. Or really? Maybe she fell.
Maybe she like fell into a cabinet.
Also, Meredith saying, I feel like I'm being played. And then Whitney goes, by who? And she goes, you.
Me? Me? Who? Me?
Also, Mary Cosby being like, to all my fans, to all my supporters, thank you. Yesterday, because she's not in it anymore. Ugh,
I miss her.
That's a real...
She's the missing link.
It's going to be a real noticeable cold spot without Mary.
Yeah. I'm sad to see her go. It's not right.
I also am obsessed that Jen Shah thinks the Free Britney movement is going to help her.
I love that she pleaded guilty in the middle of this season of being like, I'm innocent, and then is still just blaming it on Stu.
I know. In the trailer, she goes, I was played by Stu. And then you see a picture of her going, looking at him. I'm like, I mean.
Yeah, I'm in it for Barlow and Barlow only.
Barlow and Daddy John.
Ooh, they're having the tough marital talks.
And I love her son saying,
figure it out.
Fudge college, honestly.
I love, like,
the Mormons cussing.
Mormons not cussing is really cute to me.
You know what else is cute? Kathy Hilton's Wedgwood pillowcase. I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to...
Sexy.
Unique.
Podcast.
So you say.
Beverly Hills Angels.
Finally, we're back. It's 4 days before Aspen Gate.
They could not drag out Aspen Gate long enough.
Dorit and Kyle are driving together with their dogs, and they both have inexplicable perms.
Two disco queens. Where did they spend the night? Did they stay at that hotel, or did they stay at each other's houses? Or did they stay at the Beverly Hills Hotel?
Or maybe they like woke up in the LA River.
They're having like a disco. I was like, they're giving me vibes of like you're hungover with your friend and like driving around the next day, like lolling about the night before. And I liked that.
And like going to Chili's.
Mm-hmm. Which is being like, we need nachos like now.
And a giant Diet Pepsi with a lemon. They talk about Rinna's explosive yo-yo of just self.
Yeah. Rinna is on one, and I actually am more obsessed with her than I've ever been.
Well, now there's like rumors that maybe she's on the chopping block. She's been alluding to, like, she was like, I'm Lisa Rinna with or without this fucking show.
Okay,
she's an essential,
controversial opinion. I love Rinna and I want her to stick around. I think that she's ascended to just a point where everything she says and does is funny to me.
Yeah.
Like, I was in a state of awe at her watching this episode.
I think Rinna is, I'm having a hard time with her, but I feel like if she was gone, I would miss her.
I'd really miss her.
Which is like, you know, that's the proof of a true star, is like where you just, they just need to be there, even though you're like, ugh. Like Jen Shah, if she wasn't on the show,
she's about to be.
I know,
on the
but
show.
Like it's gonna be, it's the show won't be as good.
But they'll have Angie, remember?
Oh, yeah, but like Jen Shah, no one's Jen Shah.
That's true. She's funny and infuriating. She is Salt Lake City.
She is the moment.
Diana comes to Garcelle's house.
Well, first Dorit says Sutton can't land the plane conversation-wise, and I was like, Dorit.
You're one to talk.
Takes one to know one. As someone who also tells bad stories, me.
Not bad stories, it's just you're a repeat offender. You'll tell the same story over and over.
I am my mother's son and my grandmother's son.
My mother also does that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You go in the way of the madre.
Damn it. Am I still Alice-ing?
No.
What if I'm getting early onset?
Well, I'd get an MRI.
You'd still pod with me.
Yeah.
If I was still Alice.
We have a lot of editing to do. There'd be a lot of edits that have to be made, but at least it would be fresh every time.
Garcelle has Miz over, and Miz is wearing...
Miz Lady.
Miz Lady is wearing her outfit backwards because everyone's so hungover from the night before.
You look fresh as a goddamn daisy.
What were they all doing the night before?
I think they were all doing blow at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Fun.
You know what I am really freaked out about, though? Are DJ's photos that she shared of Kyle and Kathy. I'm like, how are you going to do Kyle so fucking dirty like
and
that?
Kathy.
That's rude. Kyle's is that's an unforgivably bad photo.
She knew. I think she knew what she was
doing.
That's
a power move, and I don't like that. I don't like people that share bad photos and think that they're so funny. Like, unless you're my best friend, don't ever do that.
It's kind of like when that girl posted that video of Miley smoking salvia.
Yeah,
that was rude.
That was evil. But this was like. Especially Kyle of all people, you know, Kyle was really upset about that. But could never say anything. She's like, the lighting was so bad. Kathy's eyes are closed. I was like, how fucked up are you guys?
And the Miz in question looked fab, of course.
The thing, too. The power move is always like, you look amazing, but everyone, and you're having so much fun and just posting, but everyone just happens to look like shit.
Miz talks about the forthcoming Aspen trip, and she sent in a ghost buster basically to sage the hotel, which I have to say I agree with her on that, because Aspen is truly cursed and haunted, and like if you're ever going to use like a sager or a shaman to go cleanse a space before you go in, it's going to be an Aspen.
Yeah,
because it's truly a demonic place.
Is it built on like,
it's built on something, and I don't even want to, like,
it seems like it's built on like native land. I mean,
everything is built on native land.
But like Aspen specifically has like,
it's just, you know, it's up,
it's like Pet Cemetery.
The elevation is super high. You're like, it's truly,
looks
like
gorgeous.
I mean, it's truly a gorgeous place, but it's just like, it's on top of a hill, it's isolated. Everyone who goes there is like in the same sort of bracket.
Yeah.
And it's just,
it's a one percenter K-hole.
It's really freaky. It's beautiful, especially in the winter. It's stunning in the winter. But mm-hmm. like in the summertime, I feel the hair on the back of my neck stand up.
Something's
afoot
in Aspen.
And if that means I'm no longer welcome in Aspen, then so you say.
Colorado's a big state, so you say.
Well, it's a big state, and I'm afraid of a lot of it. energy.
Yeah, she always has like a healer, someone come and sage her hotel rooms, and she just has to stay in a hotel. Like, I honestly respect that.
I respect it too.
Yeah, by all means.
She does things I have a lot of respect for.
Yeah, I love the way she does some things, and I hate the way she does some other things.
So you say?
She used to have a energy healer come and sage the Chicago law firm office.
Yeah.
Rinna unpacking Lois's stuff with Harry truly sent me. I was like, this is some of her best acting work to date.
She kept going, well, she was just holding up all these tchotchkes, and she kept going, aw.
Lois's stuff is here.
Oh, the cupcake. I love this cupcake. The ceramic cupcake. I love it.
Aw. I really wanted this. And it's like, just like a shitty little thing.
Harry looks...
She goes, aw.
I want to go through a dead person's belongings with Harry Hamlin.
He's really phoning it in energy.
She goes, "Oh, the Trailside Murders above the Golden State of the Golden Gate." I was like,
"I didn't know there was a book. I didn't know there was a book."
And Harry goes, "Oh, right, the serial killer who almost killed your mom."
And Lisa goes, "I don't know if I can look at it.
I need that."
She goes, "I don't think I can look at it.
I need that turned into a movie."
Woo! I can't read this right now. Yeah, turn into a movie. I love her Chrome Heart sweatshirt. I was like, she's doing soap opera.
She's doing a lot of work
in this scene. She's really came to work that morning mm-hmm. and said, we're going to knock this scene out of the park. And I was like, why don't Lisa Rinna and Harry Hamlin have their own reality show?
They might be pitching. Maybe that's what they're going for.
They should, honestly. I mean, I was like,
Rinna and Hamlin.
That they're showing, I feel like they're showing more of the wives, like, in their day-to-day life with their husbands, trying to figure out like who could potentially have like a couple's spin-off show. I would watch Lisa Rinna and Harry Hamlin's, like...
I think they should call it Rinna and Hamlin.
Mm-hmm. I would watch their show with their daughters and, like...
I don't need their daughters. I could just see them.
I like the daughters.
Harry tells Rinna that she has a negative way of looking at the world.
Because Lisa's therapist, which I thought this was actually good advice, says, ask yourself what hurts and then what hurts more. And then that's, like, how you make decisions. Which I was, like, in our situation with Lawyergate, I was like, what hurts is being silenced, but what hurts more is going to jail and being, like, sued. So then that made me realize we should probably delete that TikTok. But I was like, thank you, Lisa's therapist. Like, yeah. you put it in a way that really spoke to me.
Mauricio and Kyle play golf. They have, like, a little putt-putt set up in their backyard, and Mauricio goes, my God.
Their golf silliness. I was like, Kyle's trying to get her own show with Mo, and I'd watch that too.
She's like, have we figured out the plane situation, Mo? Have we figured out the... And he goes, yes, the plane is... It's all going to work. It's all happening, and I guess I have to go with you.
I'm going on a girls' trip.
Yay.
I was like, I'm always just like, what is their relationship? I love Kyle's little Gucci slippers and her being silly, like trying to putt.
He is so hot.
He's hot. I hope that they're good.
I think they're probably okay.
They're probably fine, right?
They've got four kids. I mean, they're...
They have houses and lots of money.
Hundreds of millions of dollars,
so
I'm sure.
So many dogs. Kyle's truly living my dream life.
So you say.
So you say.
So, yeah, Mauricio's going to... They're going to go to their Aspen house. I don't understand why Kyle keeps emphasizing how small the house is in Aspen. I'm like... This is a mansion.
Four beds, 4.5 baths. I was like, I wish that I could.
But she keeps, she the last two episodes, she has made sure that we know the house
her
is not.
Her quaint, small house.
Her little, her mountainside
just
cottage.
A tiny house, just, practically.
It's just a little thing that we, I'm like, this
it's
is a.
Very, very small and modest.
I'm like, this place is.
I love that, though.
I know. It's a flex.
How many
I also
houses
wanna,
do
like,
they have? They have La Quinta, they have Aspen, they have Encino. Do they have a Mexico house?
Probably. I mean, his
and
family
so
probably has
many
a house.
Dogs. God.
I think his family's wealthy.
Yeah. EJ, Rinna, and Kyle are all going to stay at Kyle's Aspen tiny home.
And Dorit graciously gives up her spot in the house.
She goes to BK. She's gonna stay with Sutton, Garcelle, and Crystal.
How hungover is everyone? Like, they're all... I feel like they're still hungover.
They're deathly hungover. Kyle bounced back quickest, I think, because she's the smallest.
And she, like...
And probably, she has a lot of pep in her step.
She, like, did a split and cured herself.
Yeah, I think she's, like, knows the hangover cure is just to fully split.
She goes, PK, all the women haven't been to Kyle's house and are making such a big deal about it, and I thought, I shouldn't have to stay there, so I'm just going to let them have their moment and stay in another house.
I'm like, oh, what a martyr.
A total gracious queen. She's realized after her horrific trauma that you can't fret over little things like who stays in Kyle's Aspen house. If everyone was wanting to stay there, so I will stay with Sutton, Garcelle, and Crystal.
One does what one does for others.
And she goes,
queen of emotional processing.
Pika goes, all right, well, I'm going to London. I don't want calls from you saying you're scared and want me to come. And she goes,
I can't guarantee that, PK. I cannot guarantee that I won't do that.
Okay, this is also a dynamic that I'm dying to have, is my rich husband, whenever I call him and yell at him to come get me, I want him to, like, come get me from anywhere.
It's very,
and I,
like,
want to have this fight where, because I was like, just like, this is the dynamic I love about their relationship, where she goes, you should come get me from anywhere in the world. And he goes, if you really need me to come get you, I'll always come get you. But I know
Kennedy.
When you need me to come get you. And I was like, this is a turn on for me. And I believe it to be a turn on for them, too. Like, I love being so scared, crying, asking your husband to come get you, but your husband knowing you better than you know yourself, and him going, you don't really need me to come get you, but when you're in a really bad situation, I'll know and I'll come get you.
It does
hot.
It does give me, like, when Kanye would just, like, fly across the country to get like a pair of boots for Kim and then fly back.
I want to be with someone who knows when exactly I'm going to need him to come get me.
Remember when he flew and then came back with the tape?
Mm-hmm. With a box of computer.
That was like...
I was like, that's love.
Will they ever get back?
I don't know. I think that they could heal. I think that there's a lot of healing that would need to take place. But I'll never stop rooting for them. And I'll never stop rooting for him, my king.
I just love Crystal and her housekeeper.
I love Crystal's Edwardian shirt that she was wearing when she and Garcelle FaceTimed. Mm-hmm. I love Crystal a lot.
I do too.
I'd want to be in with her.
I've come to really welcome her into my...
She's a cool girl.
Yeah, she's just cool.
She's fucking cool.
And she's very sweet, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I like that she's... I don't know, there's something about her that's like, damn, that bitch is cool.
Yeah, she's cool.
Sutton has a $4,000 chrome jacket from Dolce & Gabbana that her gay Josh folds into a little ball.
Fold it up into a little ball, see if it fits in there.
I did love that coat.
I'm just like freaked out by the Dolce & Gabbana of it all, but I forgive Sutton and I let her have it.
No, I mean that, her other, like the crowns and the little girl, like little...
I like the crowns and I like her. I think she does like a good kind of mod little girl who me aesthetic, except for that kitten, that date outfit was unforgivable.
She's with that guy still. They're like fully, she posted like some good can come from this show.
I'm so glad.
So they're together.
Okay, I love that. So Garcelle and Sutton allegedly unfollowed EJ Global. They said, we've had enough of your endeavors and we're out. And Garcelle, apparently TMZ published the
Earring Gate
saying that EJ Global has $750,000 earrings that were bought through Tom's firm for her, and she's fighting tooth and nail to keep those.
And Garcelle was asked about it on The Real.
She had to talk about it.
She had to talk about it. And she's like, well, I'm glad the episode's airing after Aspen because I talked about it. It's my job.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's why I love her.
I was like, same, lady.
Same. Garcelle would understand.
Yeah, Garcelle would get it. I said, Garcelle is us with her show. Mm-hmm. Just having to talk about things.
Yeah. She goes to Cherie. She goes, right now about Erica, she goes, she could be on fire and I'd have no water for her. And then Cherie goes,
well, you'd have to spit on her. I love Cherie, yeah. By the way. Like, them FaceTiming, laughing. I was like, this is the future of the show and I'm ready for the lols.
Cherie is just sort of like biding her time, I think, and like taking notes and sort of like getting the lay of the land. But she's good. Yeah, she's already like...
She's serving.
She's put her little kitten heel in the water with everyone, so...
Mm-hmm. The ladies and Mauricio pile on the PJ.
I love when they get on a private jet.
This looked cramped.
Yeah, this plane looked kind of...
Could have been bigger. That's my take.
Sorry about the plane, guys.
I love traveling with a dog on a PJ is like where it's at. EJ says, Aspen. Everyone knows Aspen is for the elite. It's luxurious. It's for people who have made it. I flew in on my own plane once. I was like, you're scaring me, lady.
She's entering like...
She's entered alien superstar territory.
Alien superstar.
She's...
Did you see the compilation where it was that song over the Nope UFO?
No, but I love that.
Jean Jacket.
EJ is serving Nope in her confessional look.
I've been on a plane, my own plane, taken to the Aspen Airport.
Flew in on that runway for the elite. Everyone knows.
It's
like, okay.
It's also really crazy when you're in Aspen because the airport is just filled with private planes,
mm-hmm.
just parked like cars. And it's all you ride your bike around it. It's all the people flying in from wherever the fuck. And they're literally, they just keep their planes there, like parking spots at like at the Forum.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You know what I love is I'm realizing, especially after being in Montana. Like, I love any destination that makes the ladies feel comfortable wearing their hat.
Kyle.
The ladies in the airport in LAX going to Montana and then all the ladies in the Montana airport everyone's in a place of, that's why I wear my hat.
That's why I wear my hat.
It's so many cowboy hats and like wide brimmed hat truths. And I was like, the girlies are wearing their hats. And certain destinations, Colorado, Montana, like anything, like the Wild West really makes the girlies feel comfortable wearing their hat.
Kyle put on her big felt hat and she went, it's big sky country time.
Kyle's coat is also life to me.
Yeah.
I'm loving this look.
Sutton goes,
she's Joanne.
I like Sutton being like, this is me. Sutton goes, wait till we hit that descent, y'all. It's going to be rough. And I was like, I'm her. And I'd also, even though we would probably drive each other into a place of like the movie Bug, I would have fun with her on a plane.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, did you hear that? And she'd be like, yeah, I heard it.
She'd be like, Carrie, hold my hand.
Hold my hand. Oh, Carrie, hold my hand. I'd be like, Sutton, you hold my hand.
Honestly, like, can we be on the show?
Kyle goes, before we land, I just want to give everyone like a rundown of what we're going to be doing tomorrow. We're going to be skiing. I mean, you know, snowboarding.
She goes, or you can go shopping. There's all really beautiful shops. You guys know there's beautiful shops here. I was like, all Kyle wants to do is shop. And I deeply relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
DJ goes, I will go shopping. I will do whatever.
I will do whatever you want.
I'll do whatever.
She is in a place of shop till you drop.
Kyle, like, unleashing Kyle in a store and her frantic need to, like, find something that she must have.
Yeah.
I was like, you are me.
It is.
DJ gets dropped at her hotel by their Mercedes Sprinter van.
She has a Diptyque Baize candle. Baize.
They go, Dean, are you sure you don't need a ride or anything? And she goes, oh no, I have all my people here. I love that a team flies out in advance.
Mm-hmm.
That's money well spent. Chicago.
There are things she does where I'm like, I have no choice but to stand.
I'm like, you're wearing all red, you're licking those lips left and right, and you have crocodile Birkin.
And you're sending out a task force to do a sweep.
And you have a literal, just your stylist is also your dresser who like will just put a coat on you.
It's like, incredible.
May we all. But like, just keep on doing that. You're good, girl. You don't need to worry about this silly little podcast.
No, please, please.
Come on.
Kyle's house. The rental house.
The rental house is where I want to be.
The rental house has a glass elevator where that's where like my OCD, like obsessive fixation over things. Like I get triggered by glass elevators.
What? Why?
I love glass elevators.
Oh, you like them?
No, I get like really like I need to talk about
them.
You
get horny for a glass. It kicks off load timber in the right way.
And I need to like talk about it. I need to ride it up and down. Like it all started when I went to an Embassy Suites as a child and they have glass elevators there. And I rode it all the way to the top, all the way to the bottom. And I just couldn't get enough of glass elevators. And
Seen, he says.
When I saw that glass elevator, I was like, I'm sleeping in there.
I love that.
They're all, and the person showing them the rental is like, this is the Aspen house.
It was the Aspen house.
The A-K-T-H-E-E.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle's house is,
I don't like, okay, I'm
it's cozy.
Say, I don't like a stone, I don't like that stone wall that they have going on in that house.
Again, though,
it's very Disney. It like always seems very Disney World to me to have like a stone wall with like a dark wood with it. It's like I can't reconcile it and I can't file it in any place but like Disney. And so I would choose the Aspen rental with the other girls because I'd want to be like cozy. Like I want the chef. I want my own room.
You want
and
your
then
elevator.
I want to wait. I want the elevator. And I just want to, like, wake up with my girlies and, like, have coffee and croissant and, like, just, like, vibe in that rental house.
The beds in Kyle's house look really nice.
Yeah.
Kyle's house has a giant American flag under in a framed. That makes me nervous. I don't like that. Kathy arrives in a whirlwind. She's wearing Wedgwood China-style pillowcase because she always has to have her own pillows. She's wearing slippers. And Kyle goes, Kathy, did you go to the airport? Were you walking to the airport like that? And she goes, yes. She goes, you can't do that. What if people see you? And she goes, I have my mask on. No one will recognize me.
She goes, what if people recognize? She goes, I wear a mask. No one does.
Nikki Hilton apparently texted Kyle and said, getting my mom to a connecting flight is like
dropping an infant at the curb. I love everyone like freely dragging Kathy. Wait, I also love when everyone gathers in Kyle's Aspen house, like when they all get dropped off in there and they're like looking around and doing like the house tour. Rinna and EJ and Kyle are in the kitchen and Rinna goes, Kyle, it is so delicious. And EJ goes, it is delicious. And so is the charcuterie. And I was like, calling a house delicious is insane.
Kathy starts snacking and she goes, wow, it smells so good in here.
Kyle is trolling Kathy by putting her in a bunk bed.
Kyle also, they said, she goes, this is the first time Kathy's ever been to my Aspen home because she's never been invited.
Mm-hmm.
And then she kind of smirks when she says that. I'm like, there is shit going down between these two.
Well, also the way that Mauricio addresses Kathy, like later on, I was like, tension is brewing.
How does he do it again?
They're all sitting around snacking, and then Kyle's like, Kathy, are you going to ski? And then she's like, my knee's been hurting me, and I don't know. I just ski with my arms. I was like, you're just making shit up. Like, yeah. You don't do that.
Yeah.
Which I was like, this is weird. And then Mauricio is, like, cooking dinner for everyone, and he comes inside, and Crystal's like, I'm boiling water for the corn. And Kathy goes, can't we grill the corn? It won't take long. Can't we just grill it? And then he goes, you can do whatever you want. And I was like, ooh.
Mauricio's
noted that.
He's outside in like the harsh, bitter sub-zero temperatures. And he's going with his hat on and he's grilling and he's going, oh, it's so cold out here.
It's 6 degrees. I was like, where's your coat?
He's Mauricio. I see the stirrings of Kathy's psychosis.
She's
tired.
You're fixated on glass elevators. Kathy's fixated on corn.
Kathy?
She loves corn. And I get that.
So too is my Nana.
Mm-hmm. Corn? I was a real corn head. Still am.
I love corn. I love shucking Jersey corn.
I like a just boil it. You're good.
Just boil the corn.
Just boil the corn.
Yeah,
goes,
Kathy.
Where's the butter for the corn? Where's the napkins for the corn? Do you have any utensils for the corn?
I'm Kathy schnibbing. I love a schnib. I'll sit there by the nuts and just eat all of them quietly while no one notices. And then suddenly they're all gone and I walk away.
I'll house a full charcuterie meat and cheese plate and eat all the cornichons and olives.
This is Kathy.
Asking a million questions.
What's going on? Am I sleeping down here? I like the bunk beds. It's comfy.
She should have stayed in the hotel.
Yeah.
This does kind of feel like they're setting her up for a freak out. Like I was like, if I were Kathy,
I would never.
I got put in the bunk bed.
I would never give my big sister I would give her like, I'd make sure she had a nice room.
I would just...
If I gave Taryn a bunk bed, she would... I mean...
If anyone in my family gave me a bunk bed, they know that I would Aspen.
Your oldest sibling, too, like Kathy.
I know, but that's when you just need to stay in a hotel.
Yeah, Kathy's, like, should be at the St. Regis.
Mm-hmm. Why isn't she, like, at the same hotel as DJ?
Because she probably wanted to prove... Maybe she's, like, trying to curry favor with Kyle or something.
Something is amiss, and there's rumbles of what's coming.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president. You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about...
Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
And then to make things worse, Ms. Lady comes over from her hotel just head to toe, dressed to the gods.
I love that coat she was wearing.
And they whip out a Ouija board, which I'm like, this is not nothing good will come from a Ouija board.
No, and I'm also just like, can we not with the Ouija board lols and drama? Like, that's so played at this point. Like, enough. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just sit around and talk shit. You don't need a Ouija board.
Well, Kyle does talk shit.
Yeah.
She goes, why did Garcelle unfollow Erica on Instagram? That's what I want to ask the Ouija board.
Kyle is a shit fucking stirrer. She goes, will we ever get over all of our drama? And then, like, it points to no.
And then Garcelle goes, Erica, we don't have to be friends.
Garcelle was mad that Erica called her a liar. And so in order to deal with that, she unfollowed her, which is like totally fine.
She goes, and Erica goes, and you see Erica needing the last word. Garcelle goes, yeah, we don't have to be friends. And she goes,
yeah, it's not all hunky-dory.
She goes, oh, great.
Not all kumbaya.
Not all kumbaya. I was like, damn, EJ, like, you gotta chill.
And Garcelle's like, yeah, that's right. And then she goes, good.
Great.
Yeah, that's right.
Great.
Amazing.
And then Kathy goes, you know, the word liar, I just don't like it. She goes, there are three words that really trigger me. When you call someone a liar, a thief, or a pedophile. And I'm like, that is Michael Jackson. Yeah. You're literally, because you know how close they were.
Yeah.
You're literally talking about Michael Jackson.
I know. I was also like, you don't really need to, like, if you're around a lot of situations where people are repeatedly being called pedophiles, like, that's something to examine. If it's been around long enough and that it would trigger you on a regular basis, like, I can't relate to that. You know what I mean?
I don't think most, and Crystal says, like, yeah, no one likes to be
called. No one wants anyone to be called a pedophile.
There's three words I just can't deal with. Liar, thief, pedophile.
She goes, those really are three things. And I was like,
yeah, they are.
They are.
Certainly.
And you have borne witness. Like, I don't even know. I don't have anyone in my life that has had pedophile rumors.
No.
No.
That's just like another level of.
That's.
I can't stand it. I can't. This is. You see Kathy's like her.
She goes, there's three key things. They really are three things.
Garcelle. Yeah. So Garcelle and Erica are just like having. They're having a bit of a so you say. This I know.
Yeah, so Kyle, it's like you can't have any Instagram drama around Kyle Richards because she is so lit up by Instagram and following and unfollowing. And I love that she takes it to a place of it's like, she's like, you just need to be honest about like why you unfollowed her. Like, why are you unfollowing? You're just saying it's a joke, but it's not really a joke. It's actually like very serious to like unfollow. So just say it. And I'm like, your mental illness, love, for that. Like, get over it.
Yeah, you're in your 40s.
I'm also of like the Sutton perspective where she's like, we're talking about Instagram.
And then Sutton, of course, my queen, my Southern Gothic queen, has to bring it back to herself. And she goes, where was this same fervor about me?
Well, there was also a moment between Kyle and Kathy where Kyle got really activated.
Yeah.
I think Kathy was like, nobody cares like about any of this, which is true, but Kyle cares a lot.
She got like, she
and
kind
she
of
yells.
Yeah, she got like, again, this is just like, this is sibling shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you're seeing, like, she was like, Kathy, shut up, basically.
Yeah,
she's mad at Kathy.
There's something's going on. There's been like tension leading up to this moment because Mauricio like back talked her, and then Kyle had this like yelling that was like indirectly meant for Kathy.
Yeah, and it was
but a response to Kathy being like, who cares?
It was powerful yelling too.
Yeah, I wrote youngest baby yelling.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
Sutton goes, she called me a see you next Tuesday.
And then Miss Lady goes, you are, honey.
No, but she goes, well, she's like talking about EJ calling her that at the reunion, and then
she's like, where?
Kyle goes, Sutton, stop playing the victim. She goes, I'm not playing the victim. I'm just saying. I haven't heard you all say one thing about her calling me a cunt.
And Rena goes, why would we?
Why do we need to? And Diana goes, but you are one.
And then Erica goes, ah! I'm like, the three of them are in a coven.
They are in a coven together.
Do we get a cease and desist about
so you say?
So you say.
They are like double, double toil and trouble, the three witches of Macbeth.
And they just all start cackling. And then Garcelle, Crystal looks hurt for Sutton. And Garcelle, and Sutton looks genuinely like bullied.
Okay.
I can't handle it. They're so mean to Sutton.
They're really mean to her.
And I get that she's like, sometimes I'm like, okay, Sutton, shut up. But
she's harmless.
She's harmless, and they're kicking a puppy while she's down.
Yeah, and I'm like, EJ is like laughing too loud, where you're like, okay, like that's... I thought that comeback was really funny.
Yeah.
She goes, but you are one. I was like, work. She did that. But then EJ has to take it to a place of like, and then they all like, it just was weird.
Garcelle goes, Erica.
Sutton's working now on her like composure. She's not totally melting down. She's getting stronger over time. And soon she'll be able to have like comebacks for this kind of thing.
She thinks, she sits there very like stewing in it. And Garcelle goes, Erica, that's not nice. Diana, that's not nice.
Did you just say that?
Did you have to say that?
Crystal's face looks like devastated.
Yeah, because she loves Sutton.
I think Garcelle was crying a little
bit.
Yeah,
that was a cruel moment. They're like, it's like you guys are being like, you're in middle school.
Yeah.
While you are in high school being a mean girl, I am in Brooklyn trying to survive in this economy.
I wish that like, I'm still so unclear on why Rinna hates Sutton so much.
Because I think Sutton sees through Rinna.
Mm-hmm. And Sutton's like new on the show and is probably going to be on it for a while.
And I really think there's like jealousy with Sutton's money.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And like
Diana starts talking about Sutton as if she's not in the room, which is really fucked up. She calls, yeah. She says, she goes, she's slithery.
She goes, I watch things. I observe things. And just the way she does things is very slithery.
And then
let's not talk about her like she's not in the room. Yeah. But I'm also like, Kyle, have you a spine and like stick up for someone.
You're the host.
Yeah. And then Diana's still mad at Sutton for like approaching her like miscarriage the way she did. Which, yeah, I understand. Sutton was kind of a bitch about that. But also like, you're on a reality show. Like, get the fuck over it.
And to play like fair, like you did, you guys made up.
Yeah, you've already talked about this.
She apologized. She owned up. She took the blame for everything, which she didn't need to.
Yeah.
And you accepted that. So it's like, just move on.
Yeah, why are you just like lingering over this? You have nothing else to bring to the table.
Except be mean. They're all just being, and Garcelle, I really, of course, loved her just like defending. And then Dana's like, your best friend, I just can't.
I like you a lot, but your best friend? No, not
she
for
goes,
me.
She goes, does she feel? We don't know if she... I'm like, clearly she feels.
But I'm also like, you're projecting a lot right now. Takes a snake to know a snake is what I'm going to say. And I was like, you literally are a serpent lady. You're a serpent lady.
I was like...
You're acting like
I hope Sutton sends her a cease and desist for calling her
I think
the...
we should all be sending... All of us should send cease and desist. Just dole them out.
Like candy. Mm-hmm. Happy Halloween.
This Halloween, instead of giving out candy to children, I'm going to be giving them cease and desist.
I'm going to be giving every...
I'm going to hire that Chicago law firm to draft some cease and desist for any trick-or-treaters that come my way.
I'm going to go up to the first trick-or-treater and see and go, excuse me, Jack Skellington, you have been served.
You're going to sue him.
I'm going to be a notary.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway...
So Diana leaves, and then Kathy, who is, her outfit is stunning to me. Her ruffly
Rap.
Little skirt, yeah. Her little leopard ruffle skirt, and her t-shirt, and it's coming.
Get ready, guys.
Gird
your loins!
The next season, or next episode's thing cut off, like the preview for it.
Good.
Did it show anything?
I didn't see it either. It's a surprise.
Ugh, they've made us wait so long for this
but
moment.
But it's here. We're in it.
This is truly... These ladies are all in a place of cease and desist. And I ultimately blame Kathy because she started it this season.
She did.
She did. And she opened the floodgate to make Diana think it's okay to just like send off cease and desist whenever you don't like anything. And honestly, like, fuck you guys. Fuck both of you guys for that. You're on a fucking show. Like, get the fuck over it. And Bravo, why the fuck are you hiring people who are going to play it like this? do better.
But also,
we
love you.
But also, like, get your shit together. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.